Welcome back. It is me, Thomas. Welcome back to Me Podcast. Welcome back to Me Podcast. I'm just going to talk about what I did in January. Lol. Yeah, why not go over that? I mean, I need to make something, alright? And a hobby is a hobby, so here I am. And also just because it's fun. Anyway, welcome back to Me Podcast. How's your day been? Or month, to be more accurate. Because it won't be speaking to you until the end of February now. It's not on my podcast. Check out some of my other social platforms. So if you want to know how to get to those, just go onto YouTube and search up Viff Junior. You'll find my YouTube channel that way. Good content over there, I promise. Well, anyway, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Tom. Welcome back. I might as well talk about Junior, because, you know. I got the time to do that. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Guys, like literally every month, I didn't do that much. But one thing I can guarantee is that I got my PC set up and I also made a YouTube video, so might as well talk. Which basically all I did was answer some questions. And one of the questions was why the funeral, and I could bring some of my people in this way. Why are your podcast called Me Podcast? And truth be told, it was actually a placeholder name. But then I ended up growing. Then it grew on me, so now I'm here. Matter of fact, it's whatever. But yeah, so I gotta go ahead and say it now. January was an interesting month, to say the least. I did my fair share of things, like everything. It's weird to think that January's already over. Holy fuck, oh god, time is moving. So we saw a lot of things happen in January. I saw a lot of memes about Hogwarts Legacy and how Avada Kedavra's gonna be used to kill literally anything that breathes in that person's general direction. Man, this game, I swear, if that game alone, I swear, the most downloaded mod for Hogwarts Legacy is the one that allows you to just kill everything. Students, teachers, tomato, tomato, I promise you. And there's a thing that happens that actually I started playing Team Fortress 2. I'm not going to talk about how fun the game is, so consider this the unofficial Team Fortress 2 review. I might make a video about it. So let's start off with the good one. Alright, so let's start out with all of the classes. I'm going to give you guys the short introduction to these guys, because honestly, short introduction is all you need. So let's start out with Scout. He's fast. Soldier. Rocket launcher, go kaboom. Pyro. Insert arson joke here. Here. Devil Man. Drunken gibberish. Heavy. Big gun. Big gun. Yes, big gun, slow man. Engineer. When you're too lazy to get kills on your own. Medic. Time for the healing. Sniper. I'm just gonna shoot the guy halfway across the map. Spy. Surprise, motherfucker! Yeah, that's pretty much all of the short introduction. Might as well give you guys the long convoluted one to each class. Scout. You're a fast class. Like, you're really fast. You can outmaneuver every class, and you also have a double jump. You're also the only one who can double jump. Yeah, that's right. Scout can canonically jump on mid-air. But there are a lot of things. For your weapons, I'm going to go for the stock weapons. Your primary weapon is the Scattergun. It shoots, it's a shotgun, okay? It deals a lot more damage than the base shotgun, and I'm not going into DPS here to them. Because trust me, I hate that. I hate going into such deep. Your secondary is the pistol. You just point it at something, whatever you want to die, and then you hope it dies when you shoot him. And for his melee weapon, what else but a bat? That's right, you can now walk up this one, you can just aggressively bog them heavily until they die. There are a lot of psych-rate other weapons. However, unlike most games which have better weapons, this game doesn't have better weapons. They have psych-rate, like I said. Just a little fun trivia. Soldier, you are pretty much the main primary damage class. You have a rocket launcher, and a shotgun, and a shovel. The rocket launcher shoots a rocket that flies directly toward the flies in a straight line and until it explodes. And it usually only explodes when it hits something. When it hits something, whether that be a wall or an opponent or the random spy. Or the random spy that was just conveniently walking by at the moment. That's yet happened to me, but it would be funny though. As the soldier, you can also rocket jump, giving you extra mobility. And with that, you can actively outmaneuver literally every class, including this class that's supposed to be the outmaneuverable. Sorry, the un-outmaneuverable. Yeah, that sounded better. I'm not making sense. But yeah, and the shotgun is pretty much a shotgun. It's the same shotgun a lot of classes has a secondary, some have it as the primary. I'll get to them. And a shovel is pretty useful. Now some sound greats for this guy makes his rocket launcher not deal damage to you, make it so you can actively rocket jump without taking damage from his rocket launcher. And that means, and there are also some that makes it so you don't take fall damage. Also, there's the base jumper, but there are several factors. Pyro, the hard counter to spy, and also rockets. The pyro, as your primary weapon, is the flamethrower. You pretty much point it at whatever enemy you pretty much walk out to, point your flamethrower at them, then just click, and when they die, unless you die first. But you still let them on fire. Your secondary is the shotgun. Because, of course. And your melee is an axe. Like the pyro needed to be more terrifying to encounter in real life. Like, you can actually pull a flamethrower. Like, the dude can pull a flamethrower out of his ass and a fucking axe out of his ass. Whoa! Come on top of a shotgun? The fuck? Yeah. Now, the flamethrower deals a lot of damage, and it can shred most classes. Problem is, it sucks. It has awful range. However, if you see a rocket rapidly approaching, you can air blast it to send it back. You can also air blast people. You can air blast a lot of things, but bullets are not one of them. That would be too overpowered. Demoman, this dude is the grenade launcher guy. His primary is the grenade launcher. It pretty much just launches grenades at the opponent, and it pretty much launches a grenade that bounces a little bit, then kaboom. And he also has the sticky bomb launcher, which sets up sticky bombs that detonate remotely when an enemy passes by, when you decide to detonate with right click and while holding the sticky bomb launcher. You can only have so many at a time. Some allow you to get more, some allow you to get less. But yeah, there's also a way to be a melee demon. But I don't mean demonite. A demonite is pretty much just ditches all ditches of range. You pretty much become a charging sword wielding drunken lunatic. You can also do some pretty crazy shit in this game with that. Pretty sure doing my first casual match of TF2, it that one night literally flew overhead and into some enemies, like it was hilarious. Oh yeah, the heavy. He's a chonky bitch. He's chonky. Pretty much the only weapon that is of utmost importance in stock is the minigun. It's a big gun that shoots a lot. You can tell where I'm going with this. But yeah, so he has this big gun that shoots, and he can shred the entire enemy team. Shred the entire enemy team. Direct encounter. If you're walking towards a heavy, is a stupid idea. Walking towards the heavy directly is a stupid idea. Stupid idea, considering the fact that the heavy has 300 health, which is the most health in the game, and is all and can pretty much tank any projectile and not even flinch. Like, you need like a decent amount of rockets to put this guy down. It even takes the max level sentry a couple of minutes before killing. Oh yeah, speaking of sentries, the engineer, he's pretty much the mechanics guy. I got this guy, and so his primary is the shotgun, which can be sacred, yada yada. The secondary is the pistol, which can also be exchanged for different things. However, the primary thing you'll be using for is setting up teleporters, dispensers, and sentries. Sentry is a gun that pretty much stands guard and will shoot anything that comes close to it. There are 3 levels to each thing you can build. Level 1 sentry just shoots simple projectiles slowly. Level 2 speeds up that process by getting it to Gatling Gunsman saying, "Open and saying, have fun with that." And level 3 gives it a rocket launcher that shoots 4 rockets at once. Yeah. Dispenser serves to give you health. You walk close to the dispenser and it starts healing you and giving you ammo. There are 3 levels to it, and each level just makes it faster at that. No weird gimmick. Teleporters are the most boring, considering you put down an entrance and you put down an exit. Voila, connection made. However, when you use it, it needs to recharge a level, and depending on what level it is, it takes a different amount of time. Level 3 is the fastest. Now we got the supports, and start off with, we got the medic, who's the only actual support in the game. The rest can pretty much kill you immediately. A lot of them have good ways to heal, medic doesn't. His primary is the syringe gun, I think it's called. To be honest, I don't even know what it's called. That's how little it's used. But pretty much it's rapid fire syringes. What you primarily want to do with medic is utilize your secondary, which might as well be a primary, the medigun. It heals opponents with 3, and you do not even have to look at them constantly. Like, it automatically works on, so you just gotta make sure you heal on everyone. And you also build up something called Ubercharge. And when that Ubercharge bar is full, you can right click and activate Ubercharge, making, depending on, however, with the stock one, you know, it depends. The stock well, medigun, you become completely invincible to all damage, and hell breaks loose, and you can pretty much bulldoze an entire enemy team if you want to, if you're playing with someone who knows how to do that, of course. The sniper stands at a range, and then he shoots you with a sniper rifle. That's his primary. When you zoom in, you don't want to immediately start shooting them. You want to wait for your charge to build up, aim at the head, and voila, insta kill. No matter how much health they got. There are very rare exceptions. They're very, very, very rare. Yeah, he's pretty basic. His secondary is the rapid fire SMG. But even that can replace with a little bottle of piss. Now, finally, the pain in everyone's existing. The pain in everyone's back. The spy. Now, the spy, you're pretty weak. About as weak as you can take as much damage as Scott, except Scott can. But what you want to primarily do is be a spy. You want to sneak up behind enemy lines via cloaking, disguise yourself as one of them, and then walk up to them. Now you can do two things. Walk up to someone and then walk up behind someone, then just backstab them. Backstab it, insta-killing them. Or you can walk up to a sin. Or you can walk up to one of Engineer's buildings and Vinger sap it. And watch as it dies. And watch as it slowly dies unless saved. Pretty much do you do, huh? Yeah, these are pretty much all the basic class. Nerdlander, Lander, Game Master, Capture Flag, which goes on until... Now, if you're playing 2, that's gonna take fucking years. There's also attack defense, whereas... But I'm not gonna go into gamers. Those don't matter. Just note, payload is based. Just note, Capture Flag and payload is based. Attack defense is eh. Well, pretty much, well, that's it for this episode. Ended up demanding to a Team Fortress 2 review. Whatever. It's still fun. Well, I guess you'll be listening to me podcast again at the end of January, if you even listen to it. Thanks for listening, it means a lot. Check out my YouTube channel, it's called The Funeral, just search it up. So, yeah. Well, that's it. Thanks for watching.